We're going to be talking now about what's going on in the way of entertainment at Sick Kids Hospital when you have to spend lots of hours there. 12-year-old Zach Starkman knows all about that. He's being treated for a chronic condition called nephrotic syndrome. And as a result, yes, he has spent hours at Sick Kids. During his visits, Zach has noticed that the things that help children pass their time, toys, DVDs, games, well, they're in need of a bit of an upgrade. So Zach has decided to help the hospital raise money to boost their supplies. And he's in the studio right now to tell us how he's going to go about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So where'd you get your idea to raise money to buy toys and other goods for the hospital?
Well, I got the idea when a school project came up where I had to think of a cause or charity that I thought was meaningful to me and raise awareness or funds for that charity.
You got a large stuffed doll on your lap. What's that about?
The doll is actually, his name is Nobody. He's a nobody. And throughout this project, students have been presenting their assignment and putting a representation on him, like, I don't know, a heart for so that he can love animals. And someone put some paws on him because they thought that decoying cats was a bad idea.
You're turning the nobody into a somebody, aren't you?
We're turning him into a somebody, yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little something about what it means to have to spend lots of time in the hospital and why you saw this as a problem that needed solving.
Well, spending a lot of time down there, often I'm down there for 5 hours a day procedure. Sometimes if I get really sick, it's sometimes I have to stay overnight. And a lot of times kids there, they're there for a long time, and watching TV all day isn't really that fun after a day.
And what's the stuff they've got to distract you now?
They've got games in the playroom that each ward has. They've got crayons, markers, movies, but no stuffed animals, and that's really what my project is. I really wanted to kind of give a comfort thing to the hospital. So for children who have to go through transplant or surgery, or just if they're there alone, because a lot of times a child who needs a transplant comes down from Alberta or somewhere, and their parents have to go back because they have to work, or they're a single parent.
And they're left on their own. So how do you raise the money to do this?
I'm having a walkathon tomorrow, June the 3rd, and people can come by for the walk. They can email me for a pledge form.
Where are you going to walk from to?
We're walking from the Kay Gardner Beltline on the southwest corner of Chaplin, where the park is, to the Allen Expressway and back.
How much money do you expect to raise?
I don't know. I've raised a lot of money.
Hopefully. How much so far?
Over $550.
Wow, good for you. Yeah. And what's really interesting about this is I'm told the hospital is not going to ask you just for the money. They're going to actually let you go out and help choose the stuff that the kids will most want.
Yeah, so
you've been thinking of this is going to be quite a shopping trip.
Yeah. The first thing I really want to get for each kind of ward is a giant stuffed bear, a big stuffed bear that they can keep in the playroom just to kind of go in and see, or if you can take it out and hold it. So
nice idea.
Yeah.
And games, DVDs?
Games, DVDs, movies, yeah.
Give me some movies you think. I'm just curious because there might be people who... What movies would you look for?
I don't know. Maybe The Water Boy, which is a really funny movie. I don't know.
You've devoted a lot of time to this. How does the school feel about it? Do you get graded yet on all this?
I haven't presented the project yet because my project isn't really happening till tomorrow. The past few weeks and months, I've kind of been just planning.
No kidding.
But, well, I've been getting a lot of support from the teachers and my classmates and my friends and family.
Would not surprise me, Zach, if some people listening to us who might have large repositories of stuffed animals or even DVDs for kids might want to help. So how do they connect up with you?
Well, they can email me or call our house if they want to send in a donation.
Well, I don't think we have about 250,000 people listening to us right now.
Okay,
people, give out your phone number.
Don't call our house.
What's the email?
The email is zachstarkman@hotmail.com.
That's easy. Zach, Z-A-Z-K.
Z-A-C-K.
Starkman.
At hotmail.com.
Good. Some people might either want to support you with some money or even support you with some goodies.
Yep.
Which will wind up being there the next time you're looking to pass the time at Sick Kids.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good on you. Zach Starkman is the founder of Zach's Comfort Walk to raise money to help buy toys and other recreational items for patients at the Hospital for Sick Children.